Hey guys.
Bill, could you give us an update on Will Fuller? Will he be available Sunday?
No, he won't be available Sunday. But he's getting better. He'll be available soon, but not for Sunday.
Belichick praised the heck out of you this morning, as he always does. And he said, with what he's had to work with, what do you think about that?
I don't know. I mean, you have to. I don't pay attention to. I always appreciate working for Bill. You know, I think you guys know how I feel about Bill. He's a great coach, probably the best coach of all time. But we're just trying to get our teams ready and trying to string together a few good days of practice.
Why?
Sometimes, every time you make a decision like that, it's tough, especially with a guy that, you drafted and things like that. But, you just try to make decisions in the best interest of the team.
You expect Ellington to be back?
Ellington should be back. Yes, John. Yep.
Him and Fuller, the two fastest receivers, what would that mean in a game like this?
When
Fuller does come back to have that kind of speed, he didn't have in the first 2 games.
Yeah, look. I mean, look. You always want your full complement of players, but that's the NFL, So we're happy with what we have right now. Our guys practice good today. Feel like we have a good plan in all three phases, but we got to keep plugging here. I mean, we got third down tomorrow. We got a lot of things 2 minute. We got to get worked on. I mean, if you don't practice good in situational football in preparation for the Patriots, you're in trouble. They scored at the end of the half again for about the millionth time last week against the Saints. So, we got a lot of things that we're working on. The players that are available to us, we're coaching the heck out of them, and those guys are doing a good job.
He's going into the quarterback specifically, going into Gillette Stadium, but it's a very difficult place to win for a rookie quarterback. What do you see from how they've attacked rookies, and what do you expect them to try to do just generally?
Yeah, that's one thing I have read, but I would tell you that it's hard for any quarterback. Like, how many times have they lost at Gillette Stadium to any quarterback? Look up their record at Gillette Stadium over the last, 16 years, or at least since 2003. What's their record at home? It's probably pretty good. So that would include not just rookie quarterbacks, but any quarterback. And, relative to that, I think that we're preparing Deshaun. He's working very, very hard. I think with our team, relative to that, I think it's just important to go up there and go, one play at a time, put a great deal of focus on that play and then move on to the next play. What's the next situation? And really focus on what your job is on each and every play. That's what you have to do. You can't worry about Gillette Stadium, Schick Stadium, Schaefer Stadium, Sullivan Stadium. It's about what's going on during that game.
Did you realize that Deshaun had the confidence he has?
Oh, I think, you watch him on tape in college. You see what he did in college. I think that when we met him, he carried himself very well. When you come into a meeting at the combine with the general manager and the head coach and various other people in the meeting room, it's a small hotel room. The prospect sits right in the middle of everybody. That's a tough environment, and I thought he handled himself real well. So that was the first time I really met him, and, he handled himself well. I don't think that confidence for him needs to grow, if that makes sense. He is that's what he is. He's very confident in his own ability, his own work ethic. And, obviously he doesn't know what he doesn't know. And he'll learn. He'll see things for the first time every time he's out there. Different coverages, different blitzes, different skill sets of different players. And he'll learn. He's a very smart guy. He learns very quickly, and he'll do a good job with that.
Calm in big moments.
What's that? Yeah, J.J. will play on Sunday. Yep.
Calm in those big moments. I know he's only played 2 games for you, but
yeah. I've never seen a change in his personality, if that makes sense. He's the same guy every day. He's calm. He's got a really good demeanor about him. He's very friendly to all of his teammates. Coach is very respectful, very coachable guy. But he never changes. He's flatline. He's not up and down. What you see every single day is what you see out on the field.
Cut Jalen. You won't have Will Fuller in this game. How difficult is that to get it to where you want offensively? Deshaun doesn't have a lot of weapons right now in offense. DeAndre Hopkins has healthy weapons. DeAndre Hopkins has half of your guys' targets as a receiver. Is that a tough balance right now to give him the pieces he needs?
Look, I think, like I said to John, we look at the roster every week. Everybody in the league's dealing with injuries. You know, maybe we're dealing with a few more than some other teams. But I thought the way that we went out last game and the way that, you know, we used seven linemen at times. You know, we obviously we threw the ball. I mean, I think everybody in the league knows we're going to throw the ball to Hopkins. You know what I mean? So he's going to get his share of targets. You know, I think Braxton did some decent things in the game. He's he was hurt for a while, so he's just kind of getting back. And Bruce Ellington is now back. You know, he was out for the last game. It's good to have him back. And, you know, look, at the end of the day, you look at your roster, you say, these are the guys available to us, and how do you manufacture a game plan with tight ends, backs, and receivers with what you have, including offensive linemen, and that's what we try to do every week.
Yards per attempt, that'll come with time. You know, you get that really nice connection to Hopkins right before you get the run. But is that something you want to try and progress as well within the realm of reason?
Absolutely. We do not want to average, you know, under 5 yards per pass attempt. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we want to eventually try to get the ball down the field. But, you know, I think a lot of that is dictated by what we see, and we try to at times take what the defense gives us and things like that. But obviously, we're as we move on and he gets more experience, meaning Deshaun, you know, I think that you'll see more of that.
When you have a Thursday game, obviously with a Sunday game, you have a little bit more time in between. How do you utilize that time? Is it more film? Is it more about getting guys healthy? How do you utilize that extra time you have when you go from a Thursday to a Sunday?
Yeah, it's good to have the extra time. I will say that, especially from a – well, not especially. I'd say, first of all, from the coaching standpoint, you're able to go back and look at yourself, first of all the way back through from training camp all the way through the first 2 weeks. You're able to go look at the Patriots – whatever you want to look at, you have a lot of time to do that. I think it gives the players a chance to take a breath, you know, early in the season. It's like a mini bye where they can, you know, get extra treatment, get healthy. You know, we got a number of guys back at practice today, which was good. A guy like Alfred Blue was back out there today, which was good to see. You know, looked like he was running pretty well. So I think it helps in that regard too.
You drafted Cunningham a lot because of his coverage ability. Now they throw their backs more than any team at 12 completions Sunday. What did he learn in that first game, and what do you expect from him now in that area?
I think Zach has improved. I just talked to him before practice today. I think his goal is to just continue to get better, you know, is to not take a step back. I think every game he's gone out there, whether it's special teams or defense, he's gotten better. I mean, he made a play on third down on a back. I think it was on a back and against Cincinnati, tackled him short of the sticks. And then he went out there and made plays on the punt team. You know, he's getting better every week. And I think for him, relative to the Patriots, look, you know, I don't know many linebackers that have a lot of success covering James White and Burkhead and Deion Lewis and the guys that they have. I think the big thing to do is it's got to be combined with a pass rush. You know, you have to get a rush, and you can't let you can't let Tom stand back there forever and let him throw down the field to backs or receivers or tight ends. You got to do a good job of combining both the coverage and a rush.
What do you say about your defense? You've only given up one 300-yard pass in the last 3 years. You've gone 31 games, and the only one that did was Bortles when y'all beat him.
Yeah, I think that it's kind of like what I was just saying. What I talk to the team a lot about in squad meetings is when it relates to the defense is showing them examples of the rush and the coverage working together. If we can stay in tight coverage, whether it's man or zone, if we can be where we're supposed to be and give the rush an extra half a second to get home, those things all work together, you know. And I think it goes the other way. If you can maybe hit a guy at the line of scrimmage, maybe that gives your rush time to get home a little bit too. So I think it all goes together, and I think that our defense, when they're playing well in both areas, stopping the run and against the pass, I think that's what you see is a combination of coverage and rush. I don't know yet, but he looked decent today, though, Mark. You know what I mean? I think he looked decent. So, yeah, we'll make a decision on that probably after Friday.
What do you think about Brady giving $100,000 to Watt, Belichick 50?
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could have given 50 and 100 grand. They've made a lot more money than I have over the years. Holy smokes. Especially with Tom's book now. I mean, geez. But Bill gave 50. He really upstaged me because I don't know what I gave. But Colleen's in charge of that. But, no, they're great guys. I mean, Tom's a great guy. I mean, he's a caring guy. You know, he understands what's going on, not just in football, but around the country. And, you know, I know he knows JJ, and that's a good thing. And then, obviously, Bill's the same way. I mean, Bill's a good guy, and that was nice of them to do that.
Bill Burt, now 19-0, since you took over, when you leave at halftime, it's actually the highest percentage in the NFL. Is part of that attributed, part of that's obviously defense, and you guys being able to lock teams down, but is part of that finding what sticks, what's working, and being able to stick with that and, you know, play to your strengths in that game?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I think it's a combination of the players really understanding at halftime how we want to attack it in the second half. And the coach is doing a good job of either, like you said, sticking with what got us to that point in the first half, or like, look, we need to change here. This is not good. This is something that has to change. We either have to do it out of this personnel or we need to shelve it, you know. And I think when we've won, when we've been successful after halftime, that's really something that's taken shape in the second half. We've been able to decide that, stick with it, and it's been a good decision.
Just the offensive line play, in particular, what Greg Mantz means to you.
Yeah, I thought the line improved. I think it's a, like I always say to you guys, it's a progress league. I think they have to keep getting better. We have to keep helping them relative to coaching and scheme and all those things. And I think they really improved against Cincinnati. I thought Greg played a good game. I thought he played good at the point of attack. He pulled well. He was decent in the passing game, pass protection wise, and I thought he played well right there next to Nick.
He got the perfect mindset. That's what your offensive line you want from him.
I would never label Greg Mantz. Will know what I'm talking about if he reads this next quote. I will never label Greg Mantz as the perfect mindset. I refuse to do that. But he's a good guy, and I like having him on our team.
Back to Lou. I know you said you won't have him, but how do you get him?
Who's that?
Alfred Lou. Yeah. Getting him reacclimated with the running game now that you've got kind of Deontay and Lamar kind of going, and then also getting Ryan back to practice and actually having a pass catching tight end.
Yeah. No. I think Alfred's going to really, number one, help us on special teams when he does get back, whether it's this week or in the future. But you know, as far as the rotation at running back, the main guys right now are Lamar and Deontay, and then, you know, we mix Tyler Irvin in there sometimes, and Blue will work his way back into that rotation. But I'd say his main role will be special teams when he comes back. The question about Ryan Griffin, it's good to have Griff back. You know, Griff's made a lot of plays for us over the years here, and it's good to have him back in the lineup.
Was it during the game in September at Foxborough you found out about Watt, or after the game, and what was your initial feeling knowing you weren't going to have him the rest of the year?
It was after the game, and, you know, look, that's a tough thing. I mean, anytime you lose a player like that, you know, that's not easy. But I think, like I've said about injuries, I can't emphasize this enough. It happens, and you have to be able to move forward. You have to care about the player who's injured. You have to be one-on-one with that player and help him understand how he's going to get through it, especially the trainers and the medical people. But as a coach, you have to move on. And as a player, the next guy needs to step up. And I think that was the key last year, that when we lost, like what I said before, the best defensive player in the league, you know, a lot of guys stepped up to fill that void.
Once he came back, was cleared to stand, and he was able to come back in games and practice, what did he mean to the team, even though he couldn't play?
Yeah, well, that's, he means a lot to this team, to this organization, to this city. I mean, when he's out there, you know, obviously playing, it's huge. And then when last year, when he wasn't able to play and he was on the sideline, I mean, I can remember the look in Clowney's eyes and the look in Whitney's eyes, just having him out there. You know, he's helping coach up those guys, you know, because he knows what he's looking at. And then, you know, obviously his energy, you know, helped everybody. But again, having him back in there is a whole lot better than having him standing on the sideline.